Like many Utah towns, Moab struggles to conserve water. There's still a lot of Kentucky bluegrass with the sprinkler runoff flowing down the gutters, heavy irrigation for hobby alfalfa farms, aggressive storm drainage, and the city still sells tap water to oil and gas drillers. Enter Dr. Rosalind Brain, USU professor in sustainable communities. During the last year, Dr. Brain has helped launch an effort to build rain gardens all over Moab. She says she was inspired by local beekeeper Jerry Hsu.
He had an idea to put in pollinator gardens throughout the town. Then we found out that people with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, the BLM. So there were individuals throughout the community of Moab who were interested in these concepts. And so we all met together and came up with the idea of collaborating on an initiative to put in bee-inspired gardens. There's already a strong movement in Moab of gardeners and of sustainability. People seem to understand these concepts.
The USU program has attracted support from a number of schools, businesses, and nonprofits in Moab. From saving local native bees, the goals have grown to include water conservation efforts, food gardening, and creation of new wildlife and natural space. Dr. Brain has been aided by Jeremy Lynch, a USU permaculture intern who previously managed the Moab Farmers Market.
When we design these gardens, they're unique to each space, and they reflect the ecology of the area. And we're developing gardens reflective of the natural vegetation and a canopy system wherein we have an overstory, understory, herbaceous layers that function with one another, that don't require the annual inputs that a typical conventional monocultural agricultural system does.
In other words, a rain garden. Besides rainwater, it's hoped that both public and private gray water systems will become part of the picture. Lynch says compared to nearby states, Utah's laws on gray water disposal are needlessly strict and need to be reformed.
Figuring out how to implement green infrastructure in town, essentially how to manage water as it moves through the cityscape. Right now we have a lot of gray infrastructure, which we'll call it, which just tries to flush the water right out of town without utilizing it to any positive end.
Lynch gave me a tour of the rain garden at the USU Moab campus.
And the big function of this garden, we call it a rain garden, is that we're harvesting the water off this entire roof up here covering the Walker Lumberyard, which flushes out right here, and you see it follows a rock swell throughout the entire garden. And so what this used to be was a big patch of asphalt. We had it excavated out, and then we had a workshop with about 40 local community members. And as you can see now, even though it's the middle of winter, there are a number of fruit trees, there are a number of berry bushes, there are some smaller local and native grasses, as well as, I think there's about 800 plants in this one area alone. It's really beautiful to see it filled up with water. It just looks like its own creek corridor on the way to Pack Creek and Mill Creek. Growing these fruit trees, we're growing some smaller edible species. The banana yucca we have over there, we have a lot of herbs. We have some thyme right in front of us.
If permaculture does take off in Moab, Dr. Brain envisions a future Moab where the streets are greener and more interesting.
I would like someone to be walking throughout the town and be able to stop on the way in a community garden and pick some berries or see the pollinators interacting with perennial pollinator plants and see that you can grow a beautiful garden without putting in municipal water.
So far, local partners in the project have included the Moab Charter School, Canyonlands Field Institute, the Youth Garden Project, Community Rebuilds, and the Archway Inn. If work is to proceed as planned, Dr. Brain says USU must find the funding for a full-time coordinator. This is John Kovash reporting for UPR News.